This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a pastor who was arrested after protesting drag queen story time at his local library. Find out more about this story after a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LeStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LeStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as the download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you would like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. A pastor in Spokane, Washington was arrested after protesting drag queen story time at his local library. Police arrested him for obstruction and took him to jail for a few hours. Police arrested Pastor Afsin Yagtin of New Covenant Baptist Church after telling him he and the rest of the other 200 protesters had to protest across the street instead of next to the library building. Pastor Yagtin told the police that they should be allowed to protest next to the building, just as several hundred supporters of the drag queen event were allowed to stand next to the building. When Pastor Yagtin continued protesting in the off-limits area, police intervened. During the drag queen story time, men dressed up like women and read books to the children there. Because of the controversial nature of the event, there was a heavy police presence during the story hour. At least 40 officers surveyed the crowds, according to CBN. The Spokesman Review reports that the protest was led by Anna Bohawk, who leads a Facebook group called 500 Moms Strong. Bohawk published an op-ed about the drag queen story time, saying it supported a toxic environment that demeans women. Tina Humphreys, a mother of four kids and one of the protesters, told the Spokesman Review that this was the first time she had ever publicly protested. She told the newspaper this: "I'm tired of their ideas being shoved down our throats all the time. I'm tired of public facilities being used to further the agenda of the far left." End quote. What do you think, listeners? You can leave us a comment with your thoughts on Charisma News or on the Charisma News Facebook page. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.